This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A fire, a wildfire, burning in the Jefferson County foothills near Evergreen has prompted an evacuation order. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says the order is for 700 homes south of Upper Bear Creek Road in the Elephant Butte area. Officials say the fire has burned about 5 acres, and they're asking residents to evacuate immediately. An air tanker is on its way to the fire. Smoke can be seen across Metro Denver. The Trump administration won't tighten restrictions on ozone pollution. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Ozone is the main ingredient in smog, and it's known to cause serious respiratory issues. Joanna Struther is with the American Lung Association, and she says the current limit, approved under President Obama, just isn't good enough.
There's powerful, overwhelming evidence that shows that this standard is not adequate to protect the health of, you know, our public and many Americans.
But the EPA says it plans to keep the current limit at 70 parts per billion. Colorado's Front Range has repeatedly failed to meet that standard over the last few years. The move likely means the region will have an easier time catching up to federal benchmarks. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado is joining other states in suing the federal government over a rule that could force thousands of international students to leave. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser joined the suit today. He and 17 other attorneys general are seeking to halt a new visa rule that could bar international students from studying in the U.S. if their schools move to online-only instruction during the coronavirus pandemic. The Trump administration proposal reverses previous COVID-19 guidance provided to colleges and universities. It would affect more than 11,000 students in Colorado. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, more than 1,000 employees at the Centers for Disease Control have signed a letter to the director about a culture of racism at the agency. Then, the president of the North Carolina Association of Educators talks about what she and other teachers are concerned about as they get ready to start the school year. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Down from 101, now 98 in Grand Junction, 93 and mostly cloudy for Metro Denver. This is CPR News.